All right, guys, everybody. Once again, Oxford softball with today 14U Oxford Wildcats and the Clarkston Stingers. Rod Wright, Bill Service, my man Russell Currier, our editor and camera extraordinaire today.
Yeah, me too.
Rod's trying to get some roster for Clarkston.
Do you need a pants crown?
Yeah.
And here we come to the first game. Then a big strike. That a girl. Kara Lang is pitching for us today. And she's winding up, and she's thinking, and here it comes. Whoop, a little low. Coaches, hold everything. We've got some head covers on these people, the girls. There you go. They want to go through little pretty faces to get hurt, that softball, that's for sure. And softball is very quick, very fast for softball. Now, the Wildcats have won 5, they lost 2. The Clarkston Stingers, I understand from their coach, they haven't won a game yet. Oh, there's a strike there. Whoa. Ooh, took a walk. Now the program Schooling Around is taking a break after next week, so in a little bit we'll tell you about the program we're bringing to Oxford Community Television. We'll talk to you on it as the game's along. Rod's got it going now.
Finally, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I hate getting here late because I am all messed up. I know you hate it even worse.
Beat your children, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. I get in the car. And both cars are out of gas.
Oh, out of gas.
Both. I got 6 kids, and they go through the resources like you wouldn't believe. And this is our first batter. This is number 5.
Number 2nd up. They got
this is
on 2nd already.
Oh, on 2nd already. Yep. What'd you do to get it there?
Well, they got to walk, and then they stole the 2nd. We got a strike there. Number 11 got a strike. Number uno is up.
And that would be Aubrey Kuhn. So we got 1 out on the strikeout.
As I told folks earlier, we are 5-2 in Oxford Wildcats. And the Clarkston Stingers, they haven't lost a game yet. They haven't won a game.
Oh, okay.
But they're cute. They're all cute.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like doing this one.
That's right.
We have done really good this year.
Oh,
on all our teams. Our girls are good. Look at this.
Got 2 out. Good job.
And she will be safe.
Oh, she's safe.
But I'll tell you, bunt single. That was beautiful. You know what? That was a really good play by our catcher, too.
Yeah, there she goes.
Oh, they get to get her.
Yep.
Okay, so it'll be a 2-3 out. So that's 2 outs.
Yep.
As the runner moves all the way, Gracie moves all the way down to third base.
That'd be number 26.
And this is Riley Labata.
Labata.
That's kind of a cool name, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
On deck looks like Chloe Auburn. I hope I'm pronouncing these all right.
So you know your shooter is Russell tonight.
I see that.
Yeah.
I have not.
Oh, another throw. Oh, dropped it.
And that is a long throw. Tracy Lundy, Miss Lundy. You know, you can bounce that ball there. You know, and that's the thing if you can. Oh, I just lost it completely.
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
Okay. You can bounce that ball there.
Yep.
But that will be a single, infield single for Riley. This will bring Miss Auburn up.
Well, big strike. Going to throw to 2nd.
And they got her.
Whoa.
Wow.
What a throw, Oxford.
Caught stealing.
Wow.
And a catch. I'll tell you what. Two putouts from the catcher there. Not bad. That is Sam.
Didn't you have an interview with that young girl from
Martian.
The last program, our catcher?
Did we have an interview with Sam? We may have. Because she had a great game last time.
She did a good throw.
Yes.
Way to go, Wildcats. What do you think, Russell? He's thinking. He's working on the headsets. He's walking to the equipment. And He can go check in the other camera. He's a busy guy.
Well, last weekend, Dan and I went to the celebration here at Seymour Lake.
Yeah.
And we have some pretty good film, Bill.
He's got halfway done. Where's your camera?
Yeah, I brought it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah,
we he was whining about it this morning.
Was he really? I didn't know he was. Oh, wow.
No, he gets up and goes. He's ready.
I didn't know that. I would have had that there this morning.
Oh, he's all right. He's good. Don't worry about him.
Yes, we I got some B-roll for him. He wanted some pictures of the kids seeing the fireworks, so I had to get some pictures of their faces.
Good.
So we went the first night and filmed, and we thought we needed a little bit more for a better shot. And so we went up again.
There you go.
And that's what we do at OCTV.
I look for another award-winning presentation with Rod and Dan.
Well, we're hoping to put this one in for an award.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Dan wants an award like Terry because Terry set the bar high.
There you go. He's good. There you go. Let's tell the folks we got a new program coming in.
We got another program coming
in? Yeah, we're changing our schooling around because the kids are out for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the program's out. So we're moving out Michigan Out of Doors. It's on programs. It's one of the premier outdoor TV programs in Michigan. The one of the premier outdoor TV programs. Minutes of Outdoors. Works every day, Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 7:30. Then Saturday at 11, Sunday at 1. We'll tell you more story about the program as we go along during the day. But it's an absolutely award-winning program. Goes through all the educational TVs around the state of Michigan. It goes in Indiana, Illinois.
Wow.
A major program.
Now, is it another cable access that puts this program together like us?
It's independent persons that produce it themselves.
Okay.
And one of the hosts, by the way, is Jenny Olson. She lives in Brandon.
Oh, okay. So it's a local person.
I saw her playing a golf tournament with my brother's league golf team. She was playing some other girls playing golf, and I said, wait, I saw that van. Wait a minute. Chatted with her, and we hooked it up and got the program in our station. That's the best way to do them.
Well, we have a little bit of everything here for everybody.
We try. Look, there's a hit.
Here we go. Ground ball to third base. The throw over.
Whoa, she's
good hustle,
quick.
But they did get her.
Did you get it?
Yeah, they did, but that was a very nice play all the way around. Oh, she's going to run it out. No, they're going to
get it. Is she still there?
She is, so what do I know?
Wow, she was quick.
Yeah, that's our catcher, Sam Dollar, up, and she gets on base. I am not surprised.
Oh.
You watch, you're going to see Dollar up playing high school ball in no time.
Oh, yeah,
She is pretty close right now.
We like the girls move up to high school in Oxford. That makes it great for us.
Yeah, there were quite a few of them. We have another Brown that's playing high school ball right now.
See me again. That's not Sam.
It's
Morrison. Yeah, Morrison. I got that.
Oh, yeah, Morrison. Yes, but we have a Dollar up as well. Mackenzie. No. Cam. Yeah. Did I just call her Dollar up?
Yeah.
I did.
Well, shame on you, Rod. Well, people around are watching. You better be careful.
Well, that's good. I need supervision.
Rod and Bill, we both know that. Whoa.
You both know that?
Yeah, we both in trouble.
My wife says that all the time, too.
She's safe again.
That's Sam getting down to second. Boy, she's good. How old is Sam? Is what grade is she in?
Going into ninth.
Going into ninth.
Good.
Okay, she's going to have. She is on JV for sure.
Here's Megan up.
Is she Oxford?
No.
Gosh, oh man,
we got to get her a
scholarship.
We're transferring
her to Oxford.
We'll get her a scholarship to Oxford.
Right. Good girl. She's thinking.
You always need good catchers.
Yep. Oh yeah, betcha.
And then when catchers.
Big hit.
Oh, my goodness, right there in the left center. And Martian comes and crosses the plate as Lupu gets a big RBI double. How about that one?
That's two pretty darn good there.
And it is 1-0 Oxford.
Oh, yeah. Maddie Spies.
Spiz.
Spiz. I
was right.
I can't remember that. Mike's here all the time. I can't mess it up.
I redeem myself, though.
Spies. Spies.
Spiz. I redeem myself.
Well, I got his father a copy of the program right here.
Maddie is our pitcher, correct? Yes.
I don't remember if she was pitching or not when you left.
Yeah.
Wow, big cut.
She was looking for a fastball. Way ahead on that swing.
This is our last game for the 14-unders for us this year.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh,
well, going to go home. Nope.
No, Megan's going to say it. She had stole second when I wasn't looking, and next thing you know, she's on third. She don't waste any time.
No, they don't. Oh, there goes the dust for the fans. And
just wait for that stagecoach come rolling in like the Westerns.
Yep. Whoop, foul.
She is way ahead on these girls. She wants to really rip it, I can tell. She's used to fastballs.
I think tomorrow night we got 16-unders, Rod.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, and then Wednesday is the seniors again. If you have enough gas for your vehicles to come in there.
I'll make sure I gas up.
Okay.
And Maddie goes down on strikes. You know, she had her timing off. I think she is used to fastballs because she was way ahead on her swings.
Way after it, yep.
This is Ashley Lundy. Ashley is playing first base, correct?
Don't know.
I think so.
Oh, good trap catcher. There you go.
There's the strike to Ashley Lundy. Didn't we interview Ashley last game? No? We'll have to do that this game. I thought we did. And she's going to get a hold of this on the handle, going to sneak right into center field. There's an RBI single for Ashley Lundy as Megan Lupu covers the plate. Crosses the plate, and that will make it 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. I am Rod Wright alongside Bill Service, and Russell Currier is on the camera. He's going to have two cameras here. He'll edit the two in and give you different views for the game.
Yep. Okay, McKenzie Brown up.
If you would like a copy, we would gladly get you a copy
Absolutely.
Of this game. Just let us know. For $10, we'll give you a HD copy with commentary
right.
That's very colorful and wonderful about the kids, right?
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
We don't say negative stuff. Let negative stay. Let's see what McKenzie can do here. And there she goes. Hot shot down
right.
Third. Just
right
past
down the line.
Bag. And there is another RBI. Well, not RBI, another single. So that put him at first and second. Still just one out. And this is Cam Dollar up, correct? All right.
You got it, Rod?
I have the moms keeping me honest.
You got
there.
It. You got it right.
I like that.
Okay, Cameron. Big
and
hit.
She just knocks one out into right field. We're going to round the base here.
Number three.
And
Save.
There we go. As Ashley Lundy crosses plate. So that's an RBI single for Cam. That will put him on the corners first and third. That is 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. And we will have Danny Haskey.
Excuse me.
Well, we got our fireworks done. All we have left now is a few more games and the Lone Ranger Parade this summer.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, for the station now, we got the Strawberry Festival going this coming Saturday.
Are we covering that? That's in Romeo, isn't it?
No, it's in Leonard.
Oh, in Leonard.
Downtown Leonard. Yeah, Pauline and Terry. Pauline Bennett and Terry use that every year.
The band's going to be there.
A part of the band.
Okay.
It's a volunteer band, so the Oxford High School band, but they have to volunteer who wants to do it. So I think they open up the key for them to get the uniforms. But
it's
usually about 7 or 8 of the kids.
Cam just stole second base on that
one. There you go. Then we got the Lone Ranger program coming up on August 6th. You're going to be announcing with Terry.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's an out. There you go.
Oh, and they are going to call Danny out because she's out of the box, so they're going to give her an out on that.
Hannah Jenkins is up.
Yeah. She stepped out of box.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right, Danny.
The Clarkston Stingers.
Yeah, Stingers. That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Look at that, out of the strike zone.
Wow.
She's going to pop that into right. That's going to get past the right fielder. One run scores. Two runs score on the two RBI single from Hannah Jenkins. And that will make it 5-0 here in the bottom.
Wow.
Of the first.
We're trying to go home early today or something?
I hope not. I like I mean, it's good for Oxford, but I want to see some softball.
Yeah, I do too.
Kara Lang. This is the pitcher, Kara Lang. Right?
No. I'm not helping.
I'm not helping? Isn't Kara pitching? No?
Nope.
She was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh,
Kara's
okay.
Pitching. Mm-hmm. Oh, you went off the board.
Yeah. Boom again.
And look at this. Kara gets one way over the left fielder's head. This is going to bring in a run.
Nope. She'll hold him up.
They're going to hold him at the corners. So a very, very long single as Hannah Jenkins has to hold up at third. Did a good job getting that ball into the infield to hold her there.
So they stop them at so many runs in an inning, don't they?
No.
Yeah, I think they did.
Well,
we'll find out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 10? 5.
There you go. 10 in an inning. See, we can need all kinds of help here.
You are.
This is great.
Well, we got 5 so far. We're halfway there. But we do have 2 outs. This is Cora Thomas. And that one.
I'm going to scoot across. Yep.
Trying to pick up the spare.
Good slide.
Nice day. A little bit overcast, but nice breeze.
Nice day,
this
yep.
This is very nice. You don't have to deal with the sun.
That's another cut there. It's just a big swing.
I like to see the coach. He's got all the girls swinging.
They're low.
Oh. Yeah, the ball gets by.
Oh, she was really thought about moving.
Yeah. Hannah almost stole home on that pass ball there. She was halfway down before she decided to abort that, but probably a wise choice there too. And now here she comes.
I'm going to go this time.
And she'll slide.
Another slide.
And there we go. How about Hannah Jenkins crossing the plate? That'll give us 6 runs on the inning here in the first. Hannah gets a big high five at the
there
bench.
You go.
Good job, Hannah. Cora still up. And Kara stole second, and now she's all the way down to third. And she's going to reach up for that one. That will
foul.
Be out of play foul. That one will be high and will be ball four. So Cora takes a base on balls, puts them on the corners for Savannah Sterner. Then back to the top of the lineup.
There you go.
Sam. Yeah. Morshin started this off, this inning off with a single. Savannah takes a strike.
This is Savannah Stringer, right?
Sterner.
Stringer, right.
I believe it's Sterner, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Boom. Got a hold of that. Hot shot to third.
There you got it.
There we go. And for the force. But she did get hit the ball, and the shortstop made a nice play on that.
Rod, let me warm you out right now. Coming up September, I got the list of events for the high school for sports. You're going to be busy.
In September?
Oh, man, we are wall to wall.
Really?
We got volleyball starts.
Yep.
JV and football.
Mm-hmm.
Swim for the boys.
Oh, wow.
We
got soccer, too, somewhere in there.
And the boys' soccer,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going everywhere. We happen to go to the elementary school for the varsity soccer game.
Oh, because of the field, they don't have enough.
Be busy they'll somewhere else.
They'll have to go to the old high school.
Yeah. We're going to do the first Saturday game for soccer with you and hope with Jerry, we hope. Be at the elementary school at 11:30 or something like that on a Saturday.
Well, I hope we get Jerry. Jerry Kremen owns Sullivan's downtown, and I'll tell you, he is a great, great
announcer. Steve Sullivan's. Russell was singing the karaoke Friday night at Sullivan.
Was he?
We were rock and roll with the crowd.
What were you singing? AC/DC. AC/DC at an Irish pub. There you go.
An Irish pub. Could be much better.
Hey, Beck and Black. Beck and Black. your bloke. Oh, good old karaoke.
They do it the second Friday every month at Sullivan's.
Well, I'll have to. I want to hear. I hear you are a Sinatra singer.
We're going to tear you back. I was going to call you last Friday. But
you should have.
I was busy. I couldn't do it.
I will come and we'll listen to Sinatra anytime.
Number 10 for Clarkston Stingers coming up.
This number 10? Oh, is it number 10? Okay, if that's number 10, then I think we got a little change in the thing. This would be Haley Blackwell. I may have to change. I think they changed the order on me a little bit here. Oh, no, I know what it was. Chloe was up when they caught Riley Labata at second base. On that throw from the catcher. Beautiful throw from the catcher. So that is Haley Blackwell up.
Oh, that's a strike.
And there's a strike. All right. Kara Lang doing a good job on the mound there. Couldn't even say mound. It's not even. And the pop-up. Whoa! And she.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what.
That's our catcher.
That's Sam Morrison. What an athlete
get it.
She is. Just bobbling up. Man, she's good, isn't she?
She is good.
Yeah.
She's something.
She is fun to watch.
She's not an Oxford girl we're trying to transfer, did we say?
Oh, now they're talking about Chloe Auburn not batting because she was supposed to bat.
Oh.
I thought there'd be a problem there. I didn't want to say anything on the air.
No. We'll be quiet, right?
Yeah. We'll let them figure it out. We just call the game.
That's exactly right. We don't know fussing. The Stingers stat lady, she's running the seat over there telling what's going on.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Chloe missed her at bats.
Just got a little excited.
Well, it's easy to do because...
You bet.
And let's see. Hopefully they'll just let her bat. You know what? That's what they're going to do. Okay, yep. So Blackwell did bat out of order. However, they're going to go back to where they were. And let's see what goes on here.
Whoop. On the backside.
Wow. Oh man, that big, looked good. Big that was a good looking pitch. Kara looks good up there, man. She popped that glove, didn't she?
Phew. Oh, another strike.
Another strike.
Wow. Here she comes. Oh, low.
I know. I love the chants.
Yeah, I do love the cheers, too.
The girls are cheering. Boys don't cheer. Wow.
Whoa.
Man, that ball got really fast all of a sudden. Chloe's like, thanks a lot, scorekeeper. Now I got to face this.
Yeah, I got to strike him out.
And there's the strikeout. And Kara gets her second strikeout of the game.
Number three.
And now we're going to go to Maddie Betchell. So Haley Blackwell, I think they're going to call her out on that because she batted out of order. So then they'll go to the next batter, Maddie Betchell. So
somebody something again.
I think.
They changed something here.
You know, I'm just going to stop talking until they figure out what they're doing. Let's talk about OCTV right now. They don't know what they're doing, so why should I even try to figure it out?
Batter three came up the bat, and the coach said, wait a minute. I got to figure it out. We're lost.
There should be an out there when there's a batting out of order. But,
here comes another kid to play number three. Now we're going up number 10.
That's Haley Blackwell.
Okay.
Okay, that was the girl that was at bat. Okay, good. I'm glad they're letting her bat.
Okay. Yeah, now we're organized, I think.
Straighten this out.
Boom.
And
big smile there.
In the air.
Big smile.
How about that? Wow, two up and actually three up, two outs. We kind of got it figured out. This is Maddie Betchell. Boy, the fair was good this weekend. They brought in new rides.
Oh, I saw
you
some of them.
See
oh
this
my
one
goodness,
they
yeah.
Had. Oh my God, all the kids are in line for it, but it went up and circled, and it was crazy. I would not do that.
Oh, there's a hit.
There we go. Slow grounder to the third. Going to have to hurry. Beautiful throw.
Nicely done.
Was that Lundy's throw? I believe so. Number 25. That was beautiful.
I haven't got no 25. It's closed.
How many?
26.
26. Thank you. Ashley Lundy, great throw.
Great throw, Ashley.
All right, anyhow, to meet our team, as they say, for the Michigan of Outdoors, Jimmy Gretzinger is the producer, executive producer for Jimmy. He lives in northeast part of our great state of our town of Ludington. He also on the water in the woods growing up and learned many of the outdoors passions from his father and his friends. After high school, Jimmy was off to Michigan State University, where he received a degree in audio and video production. Once an opening became available, Jimmy jumped at the chance to join the Michigan of Outdoors team in 1998. 2001, Jimmy became the executive producer of the show and left a chance to travel the state and highlight the sportsmen and women of Michigan. That's part one of a little story about Jimmy. He's the executive dude and a great, great program. What do you see?
Really good, huh?
Oh, man, it's something great. Runs all state of public stations around the country, educational TVs, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, our station. Ta-da.
That's all that good Michigan State education.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, Jenny Olson. Co-host and producer Jenny grew up in Ortonville, Michigan, as part of a family of avid hunters and anglers. He raised on a farm with five brothers. Oh, good Lord, Jenny.
That's an education in itself, right?
No
there.
Question. Developed a love of the outdoors at an early age. Family outdoors often included pheasant hunts, ribbing fishing for salmon and steelhead, and chasing the deer during archery season. Good girl. We look for her. Pretty girl, too. I visit with her at Hadley. Big smile.
Them sports programs usually do pretty good, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I tell you a lot of... Well, we're at the top of the order, and guess who it is?
Oh, killer.
Yeah, that's right, Sam Morshin.
My catcher. She's the girl.
What an athlete this gal. What do you know that she's got to be playing other sports, too?
Yeah, I just have to... Whoop.
And here we go, ground ball to third. Big whoop, hop, little bobble. No way.
How quick she is. Man, and somebody another. Got to... We got to transfer up to Oxford. Got to do...
Well, that's two infield singles for Sam, and she's pretty fast. And she got down there in a hurry. No shot for the third baseman to get her. This will be Megan Lupu. Megan got an RBI double there in the first. She drove in the first run of the game.
Whoop, little low.
I should say the score. I have 6-0 here in the bottom of the second.
Oop, a little high.
All high. This is Chloe Auburn pitching. Chloe was a part of the batting fiasco last inning.
Three and oh.
And that will be ball four.
There you go.
Put runners at first and second. What do you bet they'll be at second and third in no time? Maddie Spiz.
I didn't mess up this time.
No.
No.
Yeah, ball high to Maddie. Hopefully she'll get her timing down here. She's way ahead on the swing her first time up. You know she's going to have it dialed in right now. I predict she's going to hit this ball.
Whoop. Everybody stayed.
Usually you get a good look at a picture, a few pitches, you can dial in the speed.
A little low.
All low. Three balls, no strikes. Still runners at first and second, no outs. Bottom of the second. Oxford up 6-0 against the Clarkston Stingers?
Stingers, yep. Ooh. Boom.
There you go.
Boom, and foul. Oh, good try, coach.
And still way ahead on her swing on that, because that's why she followed it off to the right. So, you know, sometimes you can move up a little bit in the box. But then again, you don't want to mess up with things. Yep. But if you're having a problem with that. And that will be ball four, so that will load the bases up for Ashley Lundy, who singled her last time up and plays a pretty mean third base. And she's safe. Wow.
Wow. Good hands.
That was a good play.
Oh, you got that there, Russell? Good job. Okay. Photography. I got it. A little nervous.
That ball was hit on a line. Yeah. Tracy did a good job of getting right back. Almost got the double play there, but.
Good job at her. Good job.
Good base running from Morshin to get back. But it was close. Mackenzie Brown.
Mackenzie, yep.
And here we go. Ground ball to third.
At third base again.
There we go. So she hits in a fielder's choice there.
It's another run.
Shortstop, but the run does score as Sam Morshin crosses the plate. They do get one runner on that.
That's seven now?
Yes.
All right, Cameron. Come on, girl. Whoop, a little high. Everybody move to second.
Okay, so we got runners at second and third now. This is Cam Dollarup. God, I love that name, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a great name.
Here he comes. Boom.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And that
way
is
back.
Deep, way back.
Say goodnight.
Dollarup just crushed it. She's rounding second, heading to third. Wow.
And they stopped her at third. Wow.
How about a two RBI triple? She got
way to go, Cameron. Wham.
Wow. That's right.
Danny Heskey's up. Well, that's a big hit.
Danny got called out. She made a bunt outside of the box, so the ump called her out of that. So she's going to have a shot to get an RBI here with Dollarup standing on third. That makes it 9-0 unofficially.
Oh, big strike.
Danny way ahead on that. Chloe is on the mound. Chloe Auburn.
Low.
That ball will be low. Man, we're stinging the stingers, aren't we?
Mm.
A lot of.
We're stinging the stingers.
Yeah. Guess we're the Calmine lotion, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a hit.
There we go. Ground ball.
Right through.
And there she goes. How about that? As Danny gets a RBI single, driving Cam Dollarup in.
That'll make us 10-0.
Hannah Jenkins had two RBI single in the first.
Hannah Jenkins.
Mm-hmm. She hit the ball well.
Oh, we got a throw. Whoop.
And Danny hangs on to second.
Yep.
Just barely. Yeah, put some hooks on them shoes. That's why they invented the slide.
That's right.
Yeah. Ball high.
a nice night. Whoa.
Here we go.
Oh, we got you.
Got her. Ball hit in the air, and that will be out number three. And it hits the first baseman. So we will go to the top of the third. 10-0 Oxford. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, let me go back to the Outdoors TV program. Jenny Olson, again, she's been a busy girl. She started at Michigan Outdoors TV for 5.5 years. She traveled the state, producing segments that sold the great stories of the fellow outdoorsmen here in Michigan for 2 years. Jenny also served as producer and co-host of Michigan Outdoors Radio on WJR in Detroit. In 2005, Jenny left the Michigan Outdoors, moved to Texas, and took the position of editor and videographer of Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild TV.
Oh, really?
And she moved back to Michigan and got back to work.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
Smart young lady. Even though she's from Mortonville, she's still a good girl.
Even though she's from Mortonville. Right. There are rivals. Not as much as Lake Orion. But.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, right. There you go. Now, let me see. I messed up my big mouth here. What day we're going to start this game? And that would be in... Coming up this 18th. 18th of July is the first start of Premium Outdoor TV programs. Okay?
Looking forward to that.
We get into 18th.
And they want to listen to us yammer about baseball, huh? No. This is the fun stuff.
Oh, I absolutely.
Really like.
Are you kidding?
It's one of my favorite times of year right now.
I really love the girls, the kids, and boys at Oxford just love it.
Yep. Getting our popcorn and hot dogs. And
that's right.
Watching these kids grow. And we watch them, too, because we end up watching them out here, and we see them playing at high school. We watch them right in front of our eyes, don't we?
That's for sure.
Izzy Welch, followed by Caitlin Parker and Sydney Ellis. And those are the last three batters in their order. Then we go to the top. Top of the third.
Tomorrow's the 16-unders. We look forward to that tomorrow.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Betcha.
You're talking high school caliber ball right there. We've seen a lot of victories out of here. I don't think we've lost too many games up here. I think
no,
we've
not Oxford.
Only one.
Yep.
Yeah. And all the different
oh, they
ones.
Cut.
Man, did she change it up there. Kara. Put a little speed off.
Oxford Park and Rec is very good. Bunch of girls, softball, that's great. The boys, they're playing games somewhere. That's all, not baseball, though.
Well, it's a little bit different. Their travel leagues are a little different. They don't play here as much. And that is strike three. They're going to have to throw it because it's a drop ball. Please tell me they got it. They got it.
Right, there you go. Well,
wow, did you see that cannon throw?
No, I was wrong about one
by
thing.
Morshin.
The boys' baseball, Oxford traveling team, they won the championship this year.
Oh, did they?
Right.
Okay.
Went to Pennsylvania and some other areas, too.
They just don't play at our fields here?
No, they're not here. They're somewhere else.
Okay.
At the high school, I think, somewhere.
We're going to have to maybe cover them sometime.
Well, I almost thought about it, too. But it's always out somewhere.
A lot of times those travel teams do tournaments, and they're hard to do that. They're hard
exactly
to,
right.
You know, they're hard to pick up because they're not home.
Like my barber is a... And Annette Mayette, her son, is Braun. He's a catcher for Oxford. Sophomore, going to be a junior this year for Oxford. Hopes he gets a scholarship. Dan and I put a videotape for him for his scholarship. Hope he does good with that.
With his highlight tapes and stuff?
Yep.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
It's about a 6-7 minute event.
And speaking of that, we should tell the people, a lot of times the people will put these tapes together of their kids, and you'll save, if you buy these copies, and you can save your thing. You can show the scouts because they don't have time to come to all the games.
That's right.
And that's how they do it now.
Little hit.
And here's a bouncer to first.
Gotcha.
Wow. You know, a very nice defensive playing by Oxford as well. You know, and again, Morshin, I mean, her dropping that ball in third strike and just throwing a rocket down to first.
Yep.
These girls, well-balanced team. That's two up, two down. Sydney Ellis for the Stingers.
Foul. Well, I'm going to get some interviews with the little girls when we get through the game, we hope.
Yeah. And another strike. And that is strike three and third out. One, two, three. The Stingers go down. And we will go to the bottom of the third.
Zip.
10-0.
10-0. There you go.
Oxford. Got to like that. Kara Lang, the pitcher. Cora Thomas and Savannah Sterner will be the batters. You know, I was always wondering why I don't get those scorekeeping books, and I realized they're really small. I can write really big this way.
Oh, okay,
that's
you
why
go.
I do it myself.
Yeah.
The scorebooks are great. They tell you everything as you look at them.
Right,
but
right.
They're just too small for this old man.
Wildcats won 5-2. 1-5, lost 2. This looks like it might be 6-2.
What do you bet that they just barely lost those two?
No question about it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had a tournament going on here during the – I was talking to Dan down at Parks and Rec. I said, what's going on? And Ron, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got the fireworks and we got a baseball tournament. So what possessed you to do two things at once?
Same time, yeah.
Them guys are busy, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. There's one, two, three, four people at that place.
That's
here
it.
At the office. And Jeff and his crew people out here for cleaning up stuff and maintenance, stuff like that. But those four people at that office, it's incredible.
The amount they get done.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right.
They've been there for years. Same train, team. Kind of like our station.
Yeah, just the same people.
We had a moved announced for the last 3 years. Fortunately for me.
You get the good stuff. You stay with it.
That's right. Hang with them. Yep.
You need a new sports announcer, though, don't you?
No. Were you trying to get me out of here?
No, me.
Oh, you? No. Heck no. Oh, no. We have too much fun, pal.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
This is
Russell.
Labor of love.
He checked out the
other
camera, make sure we're back.
You know, I'm glad we started that about a year ago. We started doing the two cameras. That's really nice.
It does.
It makes
a
nice product.
Yeah.
That way mom and dad don't have to watch the game.
Right.
A video camera. You guys can watch the game using your peripheral. And then you can go back to the highlights with us.
Yep, there you go.
If you want a copy, we'll get you a copy. We're very approachable. We'll bring it to you the next game if you have to. Or send it to you, whichever.
Whoa.
Shot down third baseline. As Kara gets her second hit of the night.
She can pull up the set first. Pull up the first.
Very aggressive base running, too. Nice rounding of first there. Cora Thomas. She walked her first time up. We went through the whole batting order in the first inning.
Yeah, now comes Cora now.
6 runs in that first inning. And Cora takes a strike. Oxford Band runs the concession stand up here.
Do they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years. That's how they save their money for their trip.
Big butt.
Wow, nice play. You know what? To get out on a nice play like that was a good bunt. But a good job by the catcher there for the Stingers. Does move
very
the
close, he said. Russell,
very
really
close.
Close. Yep.
I like that. Good executed bunt, good executed play all the way around. Yep. That was a good-looking play.
But he moved up to second. We're ready.
That's good softball right there. Savannah Sterner. Savannah digs that one out of the dirt. And she tries to get the lead runner, which is always difficult. And that's why you don't usually do that. You go for the out and let that runner move up. But
looks up. Here we come.
Runners at the corner, one out. We're at the top of the lineup. Two single Sam is up.
Here
She's quick, too.
Absolutely.
Very fast.
Tall girl, too. Could be a basketball girl, too.
Got a feeling she's probably good at anything.
I think she will. You're right.
She's got the athletic ability. And Savannah steals second. So runners at second and third. One out. Top of the order. And she is all over. Foul. That should be foul.
Good job, coach.
Chloe Auburn still pitching for the Stingers.
Hi. I think it's going to be in the sun tomorrow on the other team. The other team, I mean. This one's a great one. We got shade and everything.
Mm-hmm. A good spot. And she will follow this one back.
Turn this way, Sam.
Cara Lang sitting on third. Savannah Sterner on second. Just one out. Sam Morshin at the plate. And there we go. Gets a little piece of it.
Oh,
first baseman
it.
Covered it, but she will get an RBI out of it. As Cara Lang crosses the plate, Savannah Sterner on down to second. On to third, I should say. And this will bring up Megan Lupu. Megan got a big double there.
Yeah, she did.
Drove in the first run of the game. Playing shortstop.
Whoop. Try to get a bunt.
And she's going to pop this one to third. Nice play.
That third base good. She's good.
Yep, and that will be the final out there.
Still gives 11 to zip.
But we did get a run. That's the first inning that we only got one run. So that makes it 11-0. We will go to the top of the fourth. And we'll bring us Gracie Mantrup, Evelyn Miller, and Aubrey Kuhn. And they were leadoff player. This is only their second time at bat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's the way this game's going for the Stingers.
Yeah, good defense for Oxford. Huh? Seven.
Yeah, it's a seven-inning game, so when you go to the seven-inning stretch, you just get up to stretch, then you get to leave.
Going. Yep.
The seventh inning leaf.
Seventh inning stretch.
Home. Yeah,
there
right.
You go.
Did I see an accent in there?
A what?
The batter. It sounded rough. But the ump sounded a little unique accent. That's a big strike.
Yep. Kara's doing a good job up there. She's a good athlete, too. She can hit. She can pitch. You got her kind of low in the lineup for how well she hits, huh?
Mm.
That or everybody can hit on this team. I think that's the case in this.
Ooh, ball low. Here she comes. High.
Ball high. Two balls, one strike.
Whoa, big swing.
She may get 2-2.
Oh, welcome.
I thought that was a 2-2 count.
What? Yeah, I did too.
What? Oh, that was not too bad of a pitch either. But she, that is only her, that's her first base on balls today. She got 1, 2, 3 Ks.
Wow, I stood up. I can see what's going around here. This is really cool.
You see, it's really cool.
Oh, that's over the chain and the yellow blocker thing and stuff.
Well, they put that tile on top to
save it, right?
Help the kids out a little bit with the sharp fence, but it's not really good on visibility, and lots of bees like to hang out in it.
Right, yeah.
Evelyn Miller.
Oh, little ball.
Is it just me or Kara getting faster?
Who does?
I think
it looks like
yeah. She's starting to really put some speed.
Yeah,
wow, she looks good.
She's getting good.
She's really looking better, isn't she? Yeah. She's getting in that zone there. Oh, low changeup.
Pull the string.
I think coach has got her messing around with the pitches and a little checking things out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Paint the corners a little bit here. And she gets her to go for a swing on that one. She'll follow it off.
Whoop. Ooh, they talk about it. That's a ball.
Yeah, she's going to have to come in hard now over the plate on this one. Miller should get a good pitch to hit. All right, anything close? Got it. Let's go. And ball high, and she lost her. Hmm. Well, that's two base on balls. Cora. Runners at first and second, and this will bring on Aubrey Kuhn. Spelled K-U-H-N. Of course, I didn't spell that that way on the sheet.
Of course. Well, look out, Jerry. Look out, Russell. Yeah.
We have been lucky with the cameras, haven't we?
Very fortunately.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of games, and yes, knock on wood. Thank you, Russell.
The only guy going to damage was, five
here
ball.
Here we go. This should be caught just.
Oh.
And it will be fair ball since she touched it. And that is a long single right. Yes, and that will just load the bases, so nobody scores on that. Bases loaded
anyway,
for the Stingers.
The cameras and people that got hurt or anything, I think it was my car with a dent.
Yeah.
Like softball.
Yeah, I think the first or second game we brought it to, the van got it.
I said, don't worry about it. We're way behind by the fans. We'll be good. We're good. Boink.
We're really proud of our new van at OCTV. It's got our logo on the side. Pretty. Where'd you get that van? That's a nice van.
Up Saginaw and go east.
Oh, okay.
Can't remember what a little dealership in there, but it's a nice van.
Yeah. We keep our equipment in there. That makes
Reese,
it nice.
Reese, Michigan. That's where it
came
from.
Oh, yeah. I like it because we don't have to haul out the equipment. We put extra cords in there. There's no forgetting stuff. We probably save money doing that.
Yeah, we used to go to basketball. It took three guys to haul it in there.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely. That was awful. Oh, big strike.
Yeah, I used to bring my van all the time so we'd get all our stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'd always forget something, have to go back to the studio. Oh, not anymore.
Me. That would be me. Me or Dan. But Dan doesn't get excited, walks by very calmly and says, I forgot a widget. Oh, man. How much time have I got? 3 minutes. Oh, okay, good.
We've had a few of those days, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
This is Riley Labatta.
Try for a bunt.
With the bases loaded. And she is going to foul one down. Still not as bad as the time I erased that whole game. Remember we used to have to finalize the games before the new equipment. We did a full game, and I pulled the plug.
Oh, man, I forgot that.
Oh.
We don't have any disc anymore. We record it on chips now.
So. I thought it was just me. I haven't done that since. And that is strike three.
There you go.
So Kara working her way out of a jam.
Still got full.
Chloe Auburn.
Basically, yep.
Pitcher versus pitcher right here. Still just one out. Bases loaded for the Stingers of Clarkston.
Big strike.
Kara looks good. She changes speed so well.
Mm-hmm. Said one out, he said. Bases are loaded. And here she comes.
And there's a big cut. Swing and a miss from Chloe.
Ooh. Put some heat in there.
And there's another one.
Two outs.
Strike three.
Still bases loaded.
Talk about standing up to pressure. Two walks and a single. And she's got two strikeouts in a row. Haley Blackwell. That's five strikeouts so far tonight for Kara.
Oh, strike.
She pumps one in for another strike.
I think that batter looks a little afraid. Step back a little bit. She was putting some heat in there.
She looks so calm up there, doesn't she?
Yep.
Ball high.
Yeah, she's got some different pitches going in there. It's pretty cool. Just
There's
like that.
Strike.
Wow. Get one more out of here. You can get out of a big problem with the bases loaded.
Wouldn't that be something?
Ooh.
Sorry, six strikeouts in the night.
And take them home. You took them out, girl.
About strike three.
Way to go.
How about seven strikeouts?
Two strikes in a row, my goodness.
How about 7 strikeouts on the day for Kara? She had the bases loaded, and she struck herself out of that inning.
I wonder if you were there, so we can see if you're coming to Oxford. She's coming in. Get an
interview. She better go to Oxford. She go to Oxford? Okay, good.
All right, then we're good.
We'll like that. Are you her mom?
No.
No? What?
Oh, yes, oh, good. Okay. What?
What is it? Oh, I thought they're thinking.
You're thinking?
Are they packing up?
Is that it?
The game's over.
Game's
over? Well, we're having too much fun.
Nothing. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Well, there we go. Let me go get some interviews.
It's 11-1 to nothing.
Okay, I got some of the stars of the game. Who do I got here?
Megan Lupu.
Good job today. See what you did today, Meg. Oh, you got the double. Get the first RBI today. Good shot.
Thank you.
All right. And then who I?
Cameron Dollarup.
Oh, yeah, Cameron. I think you got a triple.
Mm-hmm.
You got 3 RBIs today. 2 hits. Good job. You guys are really good. You know what? Everything was good even defensively, huh?
It was.
Yeah.
Does everybody swing the bat on this team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what school do you go to?
I go to Oxford High School.
Yes. And what school do you go to?
Oxford Middle School.
Yes. All right. There we go. You know, we got a good softball team at the high school.
Yeah.
We got a good JV team, too. So keep practicing because it's going to be hard to make that team. That's a
I was on it.
Yeah. No, we're good. What, on the varsity?
JV.
Yeah, on the JV. We didn't cover any JVs this year. We're so busy with the varsity, weren't we, Bill?
Right.
Yeah. Well, good job today, girls. Keep practicing, okay? And you got another game?
Yep.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
You're so talkative. Come on, relax. All right, good job.
Thank
good
you.
Luck in the next game, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I am here with a couple Oxford 14U Wildcats here. What do we got? What's your name?
Hannah Jenkins.
Hannah Jenkins, good job today. And?
Danielle Haske.
Danielle Haske. Now, you both live in Oxford?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Are you going out for the JV team or freshman team?
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Better. Now, how many girls are from Oxford on this team?
All of them but 2, so 9,
maybe.
So our catcher's not. That would be Sam. Sam's not from here. And
Sam and Cora.
And Cora. Oh, okay. Man, that looks good for Oxford, doesn't it? Now, do you go to any of the games, the varsity games? Have you seen how good they are?
I haven't gone to any in like a year because my sister played for the varsity team. So
really?
I would go to her games, obviously. But
sure. Okay. Well, good. Are you doing any more tournaments or is this about it?
We have
tournaments every weekend for the rest of the July.
For the rest of July? Mm-hmm. And how are we doing on those? Pretty good?
I think we'll do good.
We hope.
We hope. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I really like your fielding and everything. Good pitching, too, today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was very good, especially with 3 bases loaded, and she struck
yeah.
3 in a row.
Kara's so pretty good at
it. Yeah, can't
doing
get her on camera, though. Kara doesn't want to be on camera, right? Is she shy?
Camera shy.
Is she really? Oh, wow. She's on the mound. She's camera shy. Well, good job today, girls. Good luck in the next game.
Thank
11
you.
Nothing.
Thank you.
You going to kill them next time, too?
We hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, good job. I'm
okay,
so glad you live in Oxford, too. Oxford's going to be great for a long time. Have a good night, girls.
You too.
Okay, I hear, this is Sam Morshin, by the way, your catcher today.
Yes.
I hear you don't live in Oxford.
No.
Why? Why? Where's your dad? Mr. Morshin, we need to bind you a house in Oxford.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Good job today. Did they give you that catch on the ball?
No.
They didn't give you that?
No.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you did great. You had actually 2 infield singles. You beat them out. And you can hit the ball a long ways, too. I know you play another sport, too. What is it? You have to play other sports, no?
Not, like, travel league.
Not travel? Okay, because you'd probably be good whatever you do.
Probably.
So you're a very good athlete.
Thank
you. We think you're a very good softball player, too. We really want you to live in Oxford. Anyways, I don't mean to embarrass you. This is Sam Morshin. She comes from Clarkston, right?
Rochester.
And she come to play with us, and she's a pretty good one, too. Hopefully you come back next year.
Hope so.
Okay. All right. Well, for Rod Wright and Bill Service, our station manager, and Russell Courier on the camera, we want to thank you for watching. And can you say you're watching OCTV?
You're watching OCTV.
That was perfect.
Good job.
Good night.